In 2020, new laws eliminated most forms of cash bail for nonviolent offenders. The disciplinary records of police officers were made public after the repeal of a state civil rights provision known as 50A. And Governor Andrew Cuomo is requiring local governments and their police departments to reimagine their policing structure and policies and submit a reform plan to the state by next April. Patrick Phelan is president of the state's Police Chiefs Association, and he's chief of police in the Rochester suburb of Greece. He says law enforcement has been left out of the decisions made by Cuomo and the state legislature, and as a result, he believes people are less safe.
They ignore us. They issue edicts, having no idea what the unintended consequences are going to be. And this anti-police mission that they're on is clearly going to lead to an increase in crime.
Assembly Minority Leader William Barclay, who organized the event on Zoom, claims that homicide rates have spiked in some cities across the state. He also says shooting incidents and burglaries are on the rise.
Well, we can't say for sure what exactly is causing a spike in crime. In my mind, I think in our conference mind, it's hard not to conclude that it hasn't been a result of the endless pro-criminal policies that have been passed in Albany over the last few years.
Even with the recent increase, crime rates are still at much lower levels than they were in earlier decades. Barclay and other Republicans in the Assembly are calling for a reversal of the bail reform laws, which they call a revolving door for career criminals. And they say they'd like to see a new law allowing judges more discretion in setting pretrial detention rules. 2020 has also seen a pandemic with stay-at-home orders and an economic shutdown and weeks of protests, largely peaceful, over several incidents of police violence, including the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. The officer who held him in a chokehold for nearly 9 minutes has been charged with murder. Washington County Sheriff Jeff Murphy, who is president of the New York Sheriff's Association, says because of all the uncertainty and unrest, the public needs more than ever to feel safe, and he says police are being hampered in their efforts to do that.
We could see more unrest, we could see more rioting, we could see more violence.
A spokesman for the Senate Democrats, who along with Assembly Democrats approved the criminal justice law changes, says the Republicans and law enforcement leaders are just being political. Spokesman Mike Murphy says they're taking a page out of the playbook of President Donald Trump, who deals in distortion and lies. Murphy says the reforms are about providing transparency and equality. Governor Cuomo was asked about the increases in crime during a recent briefing. He said there's a number of contributing circumstances that might be leading to the uptick, including the early release of some inmates on Rikers Island, some of whom were later rearrested, as well as a downward trend in the number of arrests made by police. He says the core of the problem, though, is a broken relationship between police and their local communities.
I think there are a number of contributing factors. And I think one of the situations we really have to address is the relationship between the community and the police, which is right now dysfunctional. It's just dysfunctional. And there's no sugarcoating it.
The governor says he hopes his executive order to redesign police departments across the state could help change that.
And that's the conversation that has to happen. And everything else is just on the edges, as far as I'm concerned.
The law enforcement groups say they want to be included in that conversation. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.